At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been at least 90 seconds since I checked the wire here to see what news is going on. So it's been a dull 90 seconds. But at the risk of maybe not being completely up to date on a couple of things, here's what we know. They can always up to date me, keep me up to date as we're going along. And I'm projecting a little bit here. All right, right now, here's what we know. We got Dana Holgorsen as our offensive coordinator. D. Shorts is our wide receivers coach. Those are the absolute knowns right now on offense. I'm sure we'll retain some more coaches on offense. But for now, that's all we know 100% for sure. Matt Rhule's our head coach. I should add that. But that's really it for sure. I would assume John Butler's going to be back in some way, shape, or form on defense. But let's focus on offense right now. We know we have Dylan Raiola. We know we have Heinrich Harburg, TJ Latif. Okay. At the running back spot, Emmett Johnson, Dante Daldell, Quentin Ives. I'm not going to go through every freshman that's coming in, but we got 2 freshman running backs that are coming in. I'm not going to go through every single person on this roster. At the wide receiver spot, we know we got Ja'Cory Barney, Jalen Lloyd. So we got a talented quarterback. We've got a really talented running back, a guy who's going to be our number one running back as long as he continues to earn it throughout the offseason, as he's done for a couple of years, I might add, at least the last season and a half, once he got an opportunity the last 6 games in his first year as a freshman due to injury, and the last 3 games due to a new OC. This past season, Emmett Johnson, and then a great power back, all right, with deceptive explosive speed right out the gate, all right. Increase that top end speed over time, that would be quite helpful to Dante. But a great 1-2 punch at running back with other running backs right there as well. At the receiver spot, Ja'Cory Barney, like I said, he may be a future Tavon Austin. All right, Jalen Lloyd, speedster. How consistent can he be blocking? How consistent can he be route running? Things of that nature. Also, either one of those guys can return kicks potentially. Now, I am projecting. Okay. And there's a chance. I don't know anything at this point in time. But D. Shorts, obviously, connections to Barry and Brown, Dane Key. And when you look up what Kentucky writers had to say when these 2 entered the transfer portal, they basically talk about they're the one number one receiver was Dane Key on Kentucky's team. They called Barry and Brown a Kentucky star, and they called them major losses. And they were not happy when these people entered the portal. So if we could get them to come here potentially, that'd be exciting. Barry and Brown, Dane Key, Ja'Cory Barney, Jalen Lloyd, potentially, got to use that P word. Maybe Jordan Dingle comes as a tight end. I know he's not quite as highly recognized, if you will, but we need some competition in that tight end room. Thomas Fedoni, Luke Lindenmeyer, Nate Borkashire, Jordan Dingle. We need some competition in there. And we need someone who's going to be a great blocker, at least in the effort department. I'm not saying they weren't trying to give good effort last year, but you need consistency blocking and someone who can make a play with the ball in their hands, especially in this Dana Holgorsen air raid offense. All right. Dana Hagg has his wide receivers coach in D. Shorts. That's what Brandon Riley called him. He was his former roommate. I interviewed Brandon last week, former Husker. Him and D. Shorts, as he called him, Dekel Shorts, were roommates, undrafted wide receivers together for their first year in the NFL at the Buffalo Bills, so I've dubbed him D. Shorts going forward here on this fine program. Has a lot of connections. Again, we'll see what happens. But think about this. potentially at the quarterback spot, Dylan Raiola, Henrik Harburg, great 1-2 punch. And I'm curious to see what they do with Harburg, and they're going to move him around. They're going to give him options at other spots. He has the best top end speed of anybody on this team at 230 pounds.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The fastest recorded top-end speed of anybody on this team at 230 pounds. I've heard him called, and I quote, a freak athlete, end quote. What are they going to do with him? And now there's other spots that are wide open where they can utilize him. But you look at the running back spot, Emmett Johnson, Dante Dowdell, Ja'Cory Barty, Jalen Lloyd. Let's say we get one, Dane Key or Berrian Brown, or by God, both. Okay, just living my fantasy world. It's Christmas time right now. Let's say we get Jordan Dingle. Or let's say we get two of those three, the two wide receivers, and we bring in some competition in the tight end room. Offseason Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite color is red. It's hard not to get excited. The defense right now, I don't know what the hell to make of it. I don't know who our defensive coordinator is going to be. We got to bring in like 84 guys. Okay, and yet stay under the 105 roster limit, so now you know why I'm not a math major. But my point is simply this. At the skill position on offense, with Dylan distributing the ball, with Dana calling the plays, with guys being put in appropriate spots, it's hard not to get excited, regardless of who comes in through the transfer portal. But even just some of the guys I've mentioned, and some of the guys I haven't mentioned that you hear rumors about, that are explosive and fun to watch, fun to hear about, it's hard not to get excited. Let the off-season, in-season, because we're going to a bowl game this year, Kool-Aid flow. My favorite color is red. Hey, we are 10-time off-season national champs defending and going forward. Got to defend our title. So that's hard not to get excited about. I will say this. We have got to address the offensive line. Gunnar Gotula is going to be back. We got a couple of guards with a lot of experience. Justin Evans-Jenkins. Maybe he goes to center. Henry Litovsky. Henry wasn't supposed to start last year. Remember, it was supposed to be Micah Mazuka. I've been told the most NFL-ready offensive lineman on that team could not start because they couldn't trust him. He wouldn't listen. So Litovsky, big, strong dude. One of the strongest dudes on the team. Maybe the strongest old lineman. Played a lot. A little bit before they had planned on him playing. But he'll be back. Justin Evans-Jenkins. Gunnar Gotula. Okay, but we've got to solve our tackle issues. We've got to be able to protect the quarterback. We've got to bring in some offensive linemen. We got to bring in guys to compete at that starting guard spot. We got to bring in a center if Justin Evans-Jenkins doesn't go to center. We've had an inconsistent play at right tackle for darn near half a decade. We got to address all these things. Just have an adequate offensive line, okay? We need Donovan Raiola to get more play out of these guys. And then his nephew will have more time to throw to some potential exciting weapons. So here's the rib, ladies and gentlemen. Dare I say Nebraska might have an explosive offense next year? Do you remember the Wisconsin game? Wisconsin was not great as a team. Their defense was pretty good, though. Dare I say we might have an explosive offense next year. Maybe we flip. Maybe instead of relying on the defense and trying not to throw up while we watch the offense, maybe we have like games that are like 50-48. I know I just predicted a one-score game with Nebraska involved. It's not great. But my point is, we've got to nail the defensive coordinator higher, because it would sure be nice to be balanced offense and defense-wise for a change. Hasn't happened in so long. In so freaking long. But just looking at the potential in the offensive skill positions, knowing we got to address the O-line and we got big-time things to address on defense, just look at the offensive skill positions. Am I crazy to think that Nebraska might have an explosive offense that can legit put up points? Daniel Holgorsen's offenses, his 6 years as an OC, for the 50,000th time, here it is. His offense is average, number two in the country, passing-wise. Number three total offense, average in the country, total yards per game, and number six in scoring in the country, his 6 years as an OC. We'll see what happens. Guys should sure want to come play for a guy like Dana Holgorsen with a guy like Dylan Raiola. I'll tell you what. Now, if you want me to balance it out, I have no faith in what's going to happen on the defense because I don't know what the hell is going to happen there. Now I balanced it out, so now you can feel better about things. Also, the O-line's got to be addressed and special teams, my God. But I am starting to allow myself hope, which is a dangerous thing to do when it comes to Nebraska's offensive skill positions. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'm going to offer my thoughts on the college football playoff and why I don't feel sorry at all for Alabama. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.